welcome back to another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad, Noah, and every week we sit on my bed and have a conversation about something we want to talk about. So this week we're going to talk about after-school activities. You were telling me earlier that a lot of parents are talking about how to schedule their kids and what is too much.
Mm-hmm. It is a popular topic of conversation amongst parents because we want you to have things to do, present the options, but we also know the value of just not having anything and coming home and relaxing and trying to balance your day at school versus what other things you're interested in. And it's something that mom and I always tried to balance and figure out what is the best combination of things. So after school now,
yes,
you play tennis for an hour and a half on Monday nights.
Yeah.
Well, like early evenings. Okay. Then Tuesday is Hebrew school.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, you have an appointment. Thursday, what is Thursday?
Dance.
Oh, dance. And that's?
Hip-hop
at later at night. Well, not later at night. What time do you have dance?
Five. Used to be at 7.
All right, that was too late.
Was
so late. 5 to 6:30?
5 to 6.
5 to 6, great. And then you have, and then Friday,
free.
Come home and we have Shabbat dinner.
Yeah.
So do you feel like, because you have actually always said, I want this day off. Because to me, like, that doesn't seem like too much.
And I have volleyball Sundays. That doesn't.
Well,
count,
yeah, it sounds like a lot, but just have things that you're interested in. Do you feel like some days are too much?
I think it depends on my day at school.
Oh, okay.
Mondays are good because I have times with a few of my friends, and we come home for about an hour before, so I do have some time before I play tennis,
mm-hmm.
which is nice. Tuesday is Hebrew school. Great. I love Hebrew school. I need Fridays off. Friday is my day where I say, unless I have a sport or something for a team, I can't have Fridays.
Yeah,
I need at least one day.
Yeah, I would agree
with
that.
One day a week I need free.
So when you're finished with school, so before other activities, you just hang out in the library before the activities, right?
Yeah, usually Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay, so that is some downtime where you just, even before your activities, so you're not racing somewhere all the time. And there's never double activities.
I'm actually not racing anywhere for my activities.
Right, which is good.
Which is really good. I think next year, I'm really only obligated to Hebrew school next year. So, and I want to focus on more sports teams for school. So I think that will maybe give me some more free time, or maybe it'll just give me more time to focus on one thing.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's, especially when it comes to sports, another popular topic of conversation is, should your kid just be playing one sport? No, I think you should be playing a whole bunch of sports all the time, if you're interested in it.
Right.
I don't think specializing in a sport, I think at this age, is ridiculous. But it's just a matter of what that time commitment is. So if you're going to play basketball, that is before school.
2 days a week.
2 days a week from 7 to 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, kind of cool. I mean, it's early, but it's kind of cool. I used to do that. And then after school, but you only have 5 games.
Over like 3 months.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cool.
And you used to do in 7th grade, which is when you started middle school, you used to do it every day, right?
When we had basketball, I think we did have practice every day. Or maybe it was maybe it might have been 3 times a week. That's because I don't think it was on Fridays. I think we had it 3 times a week.
After school.
Yeah, and we had games, but we also then had 10 or 11 games.
Were there games in place of practices?
Yes, of course.
Okay. But I'm saying, would you have, let's say you had it Monday, Wednesday, Friday, would you have a game on Tuesday, but then still have 3 practices?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would. But maybe it was 2 or 3 days a week of practice. I don't think it was every day. Because I had Hebrew school, but then I played basketball, and then maybe I'd have tennis during a certain season, but that was, I never did anything all year round.
Yeah. But a lot of those seasons aren't all year round.
Correct.
Like, you weren't playing at indoor tennis courts, were you?
I was when I got oh. in high school.
Well, in high school, but if you were playing middle school tennis, you couldn't play in winter.
I could, yeah, sure. I could have. Oh. Yeah, oh. I could have.
Well, you get my point.
Yes.
If
yes.
you're playing outdoor tennis, you're not going to play in the middle of winter.
Well, no, of course. Of course. Or, but in high school, I would play, I think maybe in 10th grade is when I started playing tennis year round. But not. It wasn't like it was an everyday thing either.
No, but you were really good at it.
Yeah, and I loved it.
Right.
And that was what, and but you have these periods in school where you can get your work done. Because right now, yeah, you don't have a ton of work. Monday.
It's been getting there.
Yeah, so.
But I do it all in 45 minutes, pretty much.
Right, and so if you are, and I think this is what is important, I think the stuff after school only feels like it is, wow, this is a lot, if you're not efficient with your time in school with getting your work done or looking ahead and planning ahead. So I almost think it's a good exercise to do.
And so we've basically study hall for 45 minutes. We study hall for basically 45 minutes. Actually, it's not basically, it is. For 45 minutes at the end of every day, Monday through Thursday.
Oh.
Friday, it's fine. We have clubs or assembly or long advisory. That's fine because Thursday and Friday homework, we all have time over the weekend for that.
Mm-hmm. We would have
Thursday homework's due Monday, Friday homework's due Tuesday.
Right, and we would have study hall also.
Every day?
No. I don't think so. And this was when, middle school for us started in 7th grade, so no.
Did you?
We did not.
But you didn't have study hall in 6th grade?
No, it was still elementary school. So, but I used to have, I'd play basketball after school, I'd have Hebrew school, I'd have, baseball in certain seasons. And then a lot of the time was just, you just came home and played with friends. And it's, but the difference here, and it sounds, sometimes it sounds like a lot, but the difference in New York City is it's not like you can just go out on your own and go shoot hoops in the driveway. Right, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work that way.
Or I can't call up a friend and say, hey, can I come over in 15 minutes and just ride my bike over?
Correct. There are major differences when you say, oh, this is my schedule. And then, because also sometimes in New York, so far we've been pretty fortunate with the area where your things are in, but it where mom and I grew up in the suburbs, it was, all right, so maybe you had to drive 20 minutes somewhere. No big deal.
Like,
but here you might have to take the subway, might have to be on the subway for 45 minutes.
Right, I know some people in my grade, they do tennis, and not where I go, but it's really far. I think they take a car. It's like the tennis place drives them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a decent car ride. I think it's 40 minutes, maybe?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know if their parents have to pick them up there or...
No, I think they get taken back. I think you go back and forth.
But still, if you have class at this time, then you're probably getting less. Actually, it depends, but that's like a long time.
It's a long time.
If you're going 40 minutes there, then you have like an hour and a half or hour, and then you go 40 minutes back.
Mm-hmm.
That's like more time than you're playing.
And you also have to know yourself. So you are someone who does not like to feel rushed.
No.
So that's why you wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning to leave at 7:25 because you like to have the time. You don't want to be rushed. I don't like being rushed. Mom doesn't like being rushed. We don't like you being rushed. And so this works out. And the same thing then at night, because you need a certain amount of sleep.
Yeah.
You know you do. So if you have things that go too late or there are too many things after school, like back to back, then you want, and then we'd like to have dinner together. There are certain, then you like to be able to like have some time, some downtime in the evening.
Yeah.
It doesn't, not every day is going to work out that way.
Right.
But the majority of the time it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as long as you're feeling okay with what you're doing. Do you think about something we hear a lot as parents is a kid says, I'm bored. You do say that sometimes. I mean, every kid does. Do you see the value? And if so, what is it in being quote unquote bored?
Yes, I do know that because you sent me an article about it last year.
I did?
Yes, you did. Why is it good for kids to be bored?
Okay, well, what did it say?
Well, I don't remember exactly what it said, but...
Did you read it?
Yes, I read it!
Okay, good.
Well, yeah. And then, one of the things is, it's good for kids to just have that downtime and also to figure out what to do by themselves.
Correct. Yeah. So use your imagination. You can, you could look through your baseball cards. You could read a book. You could draw. You could write a letter. Like, yes, it's not. So if you, what's funny is that if kids say they're bored, like say you said you're bored, but if we had, say, scheduled tennis, then basketball, then something else right after school, and there was no time, then you'd say, this is too much.
Right.
So you have to figure out what to do at that other time, and it's okay just to do nothing.
Yeah. I think on Fridays, I like to sit on the couch for a while when I get home from school.
Mm-hmm. It's the end of a long week.
For me.
Same thing that I would like to do at the end of a long week.
Yeah, like I think this Friday, I had first period, I had a history math quiz, which was on all of Europe, pretty much, which was very hard. And then I had second period, I had a Spanish sub.
Wait, hold on 1 second. On the history, yes. The geography test, you want to reveal the mnemonic device? Mnemonic? Was it mnemonic?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Whatever it's called.
The way to remember
Scandinavian countries.
Right, Norway, Sweden,
Finland. And then Denmark's like right at the top. Well, it's like these three, and then there's Denmark.
So do you want to reveal how
so,
I said?
Yeah, so it's never, so Norway, say Sweden, F, Finland, or D. Never say F or D.
Helps out.
It does. It actually does.
There's the curse words. Yes.
Yes.
Right.
And then my friends all started taking credit for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you told them?
Yeah.
And then what did they say?
And then one of my friends told the history teacher, I came up with this great thing. I'm like,
come on.
And I yelled at her. I was like,
come on. You can't. Come on. Well, you didn't either come up with it.
You get the point.
I want credit for this. I'm just kidding.
Okay. And then we had a Spanish sub, and everyone was yelling the whole time, and it was just
chaotic.
Very chaotic. And then third period, I had math, and math just isn't my favorite subject. And it's just not my thing. Well, I'm not bad at it, but it's just not my favorite. I used to like math more.
Yeah,
it'll
come back around.
It will. Mm-hmm. And then, but math, like everyone in my class, I promise you, every single person said, that was the longest math class ever. It felt like 3 hours. And then we had drama, and we took a quiz, and our drama teacher was 20 minutes late, so the quiz took me like the whole class.
Oh. Yeah, so you had a long day.
So I had a very long day, and when I came home, I literally sat on the couch.
But that's all right.
It was good.
Yeah. But that is all right. Are there things that are there other things you want to be doing after school that you're not currently doing?
No. Not really. I like what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's a good schedule.
Yeah, because the city offers anything you could want to do.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of the field availability and like getting there and the time that it takes to do it. So it's not always, sometimes a city can be really convenient and other times it can be very inconvenient.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Book?
What do you have? Book. Okay, this is just one of my favorites. Escape Mr. Lomachenko's Library by, who's it by? Chris Grabenstein. So this is a book about this wacky librarian. He's actually not a librarian. He's a billionaire, Mr. Lomachenko, and the librarian, I forget her name. She's a Russian librarian, that's all I know.
Okay.
And she always wears red, just in the book. And this town of Alexandria has never had a library, or they did, but they haven't had one for any of these kids' lifetime because it got destroyed. So, Mr. Lomachenko builds a new library, and these kids had to write an essay to get in for a one-night opportunity to see it before it opens. So, Kyle Keeley, the main character, and his friends have to try to escape the library using clues and all the books.
I think you did a good job summarizing that, but there's one thing missing. Like, why would they want to get into Mr. Lemoncello's library?
Oh,
How did he make his money?
Okay, so he made his... Oh, he also grew up here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a big... Oh, he's a really famous game maker.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, and everyone loves his games.
So everybody loves his games, and so they want to get into the library to play these this game of his to get out.
Yeah. And there's also, like, all these games in the library.
So you would recommend this?
I would recommend this
for ages, grades.
On the back, it does say 8 to 12, but I think I read it when I was 7.
Okay.
So it depends on your reading level.
Sure.
There's nothing in this book that's... It's a great book. It's just really funny.
Yeah, it's not inappropriate. It's not inappropriate. So, yeah, so it's an... You've loved these books for a while.
I think there's 5 books, and then... Here, wait. Hold this for 1 sec.
I'll be the model here.
Yeah. And then there's 5 books, and then there's Mr. Limoncello's First Game, and this is a prequel. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Prequel to the series. But
prequel to the library series?
Yeah, so there's 5 of these. Then there's the prequel... There's mm-hmm. the prequel, but I kind of liked that I read this one first. I read all these first. And then this one came out later, but I think you should read these first.
Well, the prequel oftentimes comes out after the library ones.
No, I know, but I'd say you should read the library ones first.
Oh, okay, since they're out now. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. All right, good to know. All right, I love you.
Love you.